Welcome back to this edition of Trail Talk SA. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we're chatting about KZN trail running once again. A few weeks ago, we had Andrew Booth on the podcast. David Katz sort of hijacked the show and had a chat to Andrew. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to get the brains behind the sort of outfit on the show. And that's no disrespect to Andrew. He does some fantastic work. But it's time to chat to his wife, Lauren. Lauren, welcome onto Trail Talk SA. Nice to chat.
Thanks so much, Brad. It's great to be here to chat about trail running, something that's really close to our hearts.
Lauren, you and Andrew do some amazing work, and I say KZN trail running, it's not just KZN. You do some stuff around the country through the Wild Series and that as well. Where did your passion for trail running start?
Mainly Andrew's been involved in running for as long as he can remember, and I've never been a runner. Not from my childhood. I was the hockey player on the field who always battled to keep up with the goalie at training. But we moved out onto a farm and trying to keep up with Andrew and you know, there were just so many beautiful areas around us, right on our doorstep to explore, that, you know, it just became the norm for us to go out and run on the farm and in the natural areas around the farm. So it really grew from there and has brought us to where we are today.
It's so funny you say that. I think that's so many of us who played sport growing up, that running was a necessary evil. Exactly. I loved rugby, but gee, I hated the running part of it. If I could just scrum all day, I would have been happy. And it sounds like you felt the same way about hockey, actually. But you've turned into a pretty decent runner yourself. Obviously, after having kids, things have slowed down a bit just because of responsibilities, but you're not half bad as a runner yourself, Lauren.
I'm really one of those slow and steady types, Brad. I'm not destined to achieve anything great, but I think through running and probably through having kids, I've realized that I'm actually capable of a whole lot more than I gave myself credit for, and have started pushing myself a bit more. You know, there's one event, I think, in everyone's life that really is a game changer and shifting mindsets. And for me, that was an event called the Mata that I took on just after having our first child, and never thought I would be able to do something like that, let alone after having kids. And it really has, you know, changed my mental boundaries of what's possible for me. And suddenly the world, you know, the trail running world, with the options just seem limitless.
And we are truly blessed here in South Africa. I mean, you guys obviously do a lot in KZN, but we around the country, there are so many incredible trails that you can run. I mean, there's almost too many. I mean, you're never going to get around to all of them in your lifetime, just in South Africa. And then if you look beyond our borders, there's some incredible ones too.
We really are. I think in South Africa, we are just spoiled for choice. And, you know, we can, especially here in KZN, I think we feel we've got the best of everything, because we've got the mountains, we've got the beach, we've got the forested areas, so the grasslands. So, yeah, there's just so much out there for whatever is your vibe on the trails. So it's just great.
Lauren, I chat to a lot of moms who possibly ran before they felt pregnant and just really struggled to get that balance right, so that once they've had their kids, they really battle to get back running. How have you found to get that balance right? Because obviously you need to take time for you. It's important. But it's also, I mean, there's so many different emotions linked to it. There's guilt. You don't want to leave your kids behind while you're going out and enjoying yourself. How do you balance all of that?
Yeah, mom guilt is a very real thing, and it does make it pretty difficult. I'm very fortunate that we have a great nanny, so when I'm going out running, I know that I don't have to worry about the care that my boys are getting. So that makes it a little bit easier. But I think I've also just really realized that my kids benefit when I'm in a good headspace. And for me, there's nothing better than getting out, getting some headspace, going somewhere beautiful and, you know, giving my body a chance to feel alive. And I come home a much better person, and everyone benefits from it.
Yeah.
So it just is actually allowing yourself, you know, being kinder to yourself, that's made the difference for me.
And it's important. I think you need to. It's very, very important. Lauren, are you the type of person that can just get out and run for the sake of running, or are you one that needs to have a goal to work towards?
I generally need a goal, Brad. Otherwise, I find it quite easy to sit on the couch and if my boys would allow it and read a book. But once I've pushed through that barrier, then I get to the point where I'm edging to go out for a run, or I see a little piece of bush and I just wonder what's beyond that first tree and want to go and explore. So it's a process to get there, but once I've pushed through, then I find that I'm eager and really champing, packing my shoes wherever I go and looking around for that opportunity.
It's always easier once the shoes are on than having to put the shoes on, I found.
Yes, and having someone to meet, that also makes the difference for me, that I can't disappoint my running buddy.
Without a doubt. Lauren, what's next on the cards for you from a sort of event or race perspective? What are you working towards right now?
We actually have a night run on tonight, Brad, at Giba Gorge in Hillcrest. They've got an awesome setup with MTB tracks. Well, that's what it's largely driven towards. But we have a monthly night run at Giba Gorge, which takes place tonight. It's generally the second Wednesday of each month. And Giba's got a great setup there with a restaurant. So after having some fun on the trails, everyone can hang around and socialize. But yeah, that's what's next for us.
You guys are just really passionate about developing trail running, particularly in KZN. You and Andrew are very much involved in lots of events. I know you guys send out a weekly newsletter as well, letting everybody know what's happening in your sort of neck of the woods. It's more than just yes, it's a business, but it's a passion for you guys. I mean, you absolutely love this.
Yeah, we really do. It's a lifestyle, down to a lifestyle choice for us. That's we absolutely love it. And we eat, sleep and think trail running. but it's a great lifestyle, and you know, it takes us to beautiful places. You know, we go on working holidays and it doesn't feel like work for us. So we are very fortunate like that. And yeah, we're always looking for something new to explore, new areas and new ways to present trail running to the runners to keep things interesting.
Lauren, you guys do some amazing work, and sadly, sometimes bad things happen to good people, and you guys have just been the sort of on the receiving end of a massive website hack, which I've obviously play a lot in the online space as well, and have been following. I don't know if it's just all of a sudden there's a lot of people getting hacked, but it's been a pretty stressful time for you guys.
Yeah, it really has. We've built up the website over a long period of time, and you know, it's an important part of how we present our and interact with the runners. So yeah, to have that attacked, you know, violated in a way, is really upsetting when we worked so hard and you know, it feels like someone coming into your house and robbing you every day. Every time we went back onto the site and, you know, been working through it and saw the red warnings, someone's been back into my space and so it's been a long process of getting that, and frustrating process of working through that.
Yeah, I mean, this obviously isn't an IT podcast, but I mean, like I said, I obviously play in this space a lot, and I just want to urge everyone who does, whether you're just a sort of part-time blogger or whatever, just make sure that your bases are covered from a security perspective and that sort of thing. It's a horrible thing to have happen. But out of bad comes good. You guys have relaunched a new website, and it's looking amazing.
Yeah, it's been a long process and our web developer and Andrew have worked long and hard, tirelessly at it. And we think that what's been created is something really, really awesome that, you know, there's little niggles with any system. And so we've worked through and improved everything that we thought was wrong with the previous system. I've got a nice clean interface to interact with our runners through now.
What is that for people who want to check it out? What is the URL?
It's www.kzntrailrunning.com.
There we go. KZNTrailRunning.com. Go check it out. And you guys sort of involved with many, many races and that as well. I know you're very involved with the Wild Series. You can pretty much get all the info about the races and events that you guys put on that website as well.
Yes, we've got a calendar that lists most of the trail runs that happen around KZN on that website, not only the KZN TR event, although through our website you can actually enter the KZN trail running events. So it's a portal that allows you to see what's going on around the province as well as enter a number of events.
Lauren, as far as trails go, like you say, I mean, you say you live out in KZN on a farm and there's some magnificent trails on your doorstep, essentially. Give us some inside info of people who possibly don't live in KZN and would like to maybe visit. Where's some of the best places to run and some of the best trails that you've run close to where you guys are based?
In terms of easily accessible, Brad, there's a lot of places like Virginia Bush and Burnham Bush in and around Durban that offer awesome forested trail running. But in terms of what's on our doorstep, we're very fortunate that a lot of it is through a lot of it is on private farms and through tribal community areas. So those areas aren't accessible to the average runner, you know, the day-to-day, just rock up and run. They're only accessible during events. But yeah, there's awesome stuff, obviously around the Drakensberg, that's a passion of ours, the mountain running. And, you know, through Ezumvelo, they've got awesome trails, hiking trails. And then we've just recently actually moved off the farm and into Howick, where we have the Howick trails and Karkloof trails on our doorstep. So it's from one mecca to another. So those trails are maintained by the mountain biking clubs and you can go and run the Howick and Karkloof trails anytime.
Sounds horrible.
It's awful. No, it's really tough.
You guys have got a pretty big race coming up towards the end of November, I think it is, in Lesotho, the Lesotho Ultra. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's one of our premier events, and is Andrew's brainchild that came through a collaboration with Maliba Mountain Lodge, which is a community lodge. A five-star community lodge in a national park in Lesotho, and it's the most spectacular area. It's a ultra marathon. It's 50 kilometers, and of that, there's about 11 kilometers of running on top of the escarpment above 3,000 meters. So it's really tough. It's something that, you know, you've really got to work towards and is certainly on my bucket list to achieve when, you know, but it's just spectacular and really gritty running.
I can tell you it's definitely on mine as well. The details on the website as well, Lauren?
Yes, and we also have, you can enter the Lesotho Ultra Trail through the KZN Trail Running website, but there's also the Lesotho Ultra Trail website, which is www.lesothoultratrail.co.za.
All right, I'll make sure that we put the links to that in the show notes of this episode of Trail Talk SA as well. And Lauren, just finally, you guys are also very passionate about conservation and just making sure that what you do is sustainable and doesn't damage the environment. So tell me a little bit about that side of what you guys do.
Yeah, both Andrew and I come from an environmental background through our studies at Varsity, and until very recently I was a practicing environmental consultant. So it is very close to our heart, and we support a number of charities, one of which being the Duzium Gainey Conservation Trust, which looks at the conservation and upliftment and improving the Duzium and Gainey catchments, which are major river systems here in KZN. And we also are ambassadors for the Rhino Army, which raise funds for rhino conservation in KZN. It's a branch of the Wildlands Conservation Trust. So, yeah, they're both things that are close to our hearts and we're very proud to be associated with.
Lauren, I think what you and Andrew are doing is absolutely amazing. If there's anything that we can do to help you at Trail Talk SA, please reach out and be in touch. We're always willing to chat and help out. And keep doing what you're doing. I think you guys are flying the flag and just helping grow the sport that we all love so much.
Thanks so much, Brad. Yeah, as I say, it's a passion for us and a lifestyle. So it's pretty easy work. But yeah, we're very fortunate to be involved.
Lauren Booth, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Trail Talk SA. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks so much for having me, Brad. It was awesome to chat.